people who podcast every day, I can't keep up. Just can't. So I grab about 3 a week. All right. Big Fatty's hard to keep up, but he keeps it 20 minutes. And Memory Lane Music, hate it. But that's okay. That's what Fast Forward's for. Big Fatty, I hate your show. You're a fucking bumbling idiot. I want you to fuck my cornhole. But he's just a blast to listen to. And I hope he doesn't play this at the beginning of the show. Jesus.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 177 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 8th of October 2008, and that means it's Yom Kippur. It starts at sundown, y'all, and I don't really know what Yom or Kippur do at sundown, but it happens at sundown! Oh, Lord. Hello, everyone. I hope you are doing well. Y'all, it is Wednesday. That means it's hump day, and Big Fatty has got to take Miss Kitty to the airport today because he is flying to see the parental units in Iowa. But, as in, no, I won't stoop that low. He is going to detour. It sounds like a little Big Fatty trip, to tell you the truth. He's going to detour over to the Chicago for the weekend. He's going to fly up there on Wednesday and then go visit the parental units starting next Monday. And he's going to be in Chicago for the weekend. And I believe that, you know, I don't know what he'll do there, but I know what Big Fatty would do there. You know, we love the Steamworks there. And, y'all, I was given a verbal spanking by Michael in Stuttgart for not giving details of the horror weekend. And there weren't a whole lot of details to share. Like I said, I saw Snake a couple of times, but we didn't get into any serpentine positions or anything like that. There were a couple of gentlemen callers, I will say, that stopped by the Fat One's room, and we were able to spend a little quality time together. We'll just leave it at that, shall we? But to tell you the truth, more than anything, it was a restful weekend for me because y'all, Big Fatty needed a good restful weekend, and that's what I had. So. Let's see. Oh, now y'all, I have talked about these Friday fuck-ups, and I've been begging the podcasters to send me their Friday fuck-ups. Well, y'all, I'm not going to reveal how I came upon this Friday fuck-up, but evidently, and I'm not going to wait to Friday to play it because this is too much of the honest to God truth for you. It is going to set the record straight for all of you out there. Because I know there have been questions and there's been denials and all this kind of stuff. But y'all, I have come upon audio evidence that Big Fatty is telling you the truth. Listen to this.
Surely you know it's my birthday month. Big Fatty has started that rumor yet again on his show from last week, and it is my birthday month. You will know that May is not my birthday month, and I will make sure that you don't forget it. But I'm going to lie and say that October isn't, but when really it is, and so forth, and blah, blah, blah. Being a new listener, you need to know this story behind this. Was it last year or the year before? I can't remember, because you know I have CRS. But I made a huge deal about my birthday month, which is really not May. And Big Fatty just likes to play and, you know, be silly about it. So, and it's a fun joke. We have a great time with it. But I don't want you to think that it really is my birthday month because it really isn't. Okay, our next voicemail is from Freddie. What does Freddie have to say?
Archer, this is Freddie in Austin. Dear God, I just finished your Nattercast with Big Fatty, and I feel like I'm 45 now. Just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday month.
Thanks, Freddie. And once again, it is my birthday month. I'm going to have to be doing this all month. Thank you very much for the wishes and for saying that I look 45.
Now, y'all, if that does not prove it, first of all, you know it's authentic because he's playing the Apple snack music that he loves more than anything else, other than to receive gifts for his birthday month, which is October. By the way, happy birthday, Archer! But y'all, you heard the words come out of his mouth. I mean, he said right there, May is not my birthday month, and I'm going to lie and say that October isn't, even though it really is. And so I don't know how else to present it, but you know, that's it. Y'all, Big Fatty was supposed to go to a dinner Tuesday night at the coal mine, but y'all, this afternoon I have become extremely gassy. Maybe I need to take some of that Gas X that Michael sent me, but y'all, extremely, extremely gassy this afternoon, and just it was bad. I mean, it even is like Big Fatty is going, ooh, that's vile. So that tells you something. Now, y'all, I got an e-letter from Miss Kathy, and you know, I know that Miss Kathy is up there in the South Dakota or the North Dakota. She's in one of the Dakotas. You know, it's kind of like being in one of the Carolinas. She's in one of the Dakotas. I think it's South Dakota. But, y'all, she wrote me this e-letter, and I'm just going to read it out to you, and let me know if you can fucking figure out what she's saying. And she writes, I have more Pepsi points from the work lady, but the bulb is out in the lamp. Read the rosy. This was the cute one. If you can say a thing cute about the economy and all that. Okay? And then it says, how has the recession changed your life? You betcha it has. Joe's six-pack needed a soccer ball, so he stole it. What a maverick. Wink, wink. Now, I get the Sarah Palin connection there. Y'all, I don't have any fucking idea what Miss Kathy is saying about the bulb being out and read the rosy. And I don't know. Am I missing something? If I'm missing something, please call me and tell me. And so, anyway, but thank you, Miss Kathy, sending that, once the bulb is replaced, I look forward to getting those Pepsi points. And y'all, speaking of giving Big Fatty a call, I've still got some voice letters here that I need to play for you.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Big Fatty, this is Ken from Connecticut. I was just listening to your podcast this morning, and I had a laugh along with Auntie Vera Charles. I myself had taken a ride to Georgia, and I was telling my husband in the car, we have to go to the Chickasville. And I put it in my GPS, never showed up until I came across Chick-fil-A. So he's not the only one that screws up that name. Have a good podcast.
Thanks, Co. I think it was Co. It was a little hard for me to understand, but I think it was Co from Connecticut. And anyway, the Chick-fil-A, I don't know how to use the GPS, because that is somewhat of a computer, and as we all know, Big Fatty does not use the computers, but I don't think that, I wouldn't need the GPS to find a Chick-fil-A. I mean, I would just use my Big Fat Nose, yeah.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Bill.
Hey, I just got through listening to episode 174, Tongue Lashing, and I have to agree with you that artwork that you put on there is nasty. You know, I, like every other gay man, do, you know, like a little bit of tongue every once in a while, but that's just going way overboard. And I think we can blame it on Auntie Vera. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thank you, Bill. And y'all, it was, it actually was one of the nastiest pieces of album art that Big Fatty has put up on the BFO, except for perhaps my face. And yes, I believe we can blame Auntie Vera. And y'all, I have heard, and this is, you know, I'm not going to reveal my sources again here now, just like I'm not going to reveal the source that provided me with that Friday fuck-up that obviously Archer took out of his show. So he does do some editing. And did I mention it's his birthday month? Happy birthday, Archer. But, y'all, I have it from a very reliable source that Auntie Vera is planning some sort of retribution, we'll call it. Some verbal retribution on Big Fatty on the Wednesday show. Now, God only knows how many times she'll post it. Because, you know, the last show she posted, there were two shows ago, she posted it twice. And she says she doesn't know how to post in the iTunes. But I've heard from this very reliable source that the old Sea Hag shut-in is going to be planning something. So, y'all, if you don't, excuse me. Y'all, by the way, have I ever told you what Big Fatty's favorite sex sound is? I don't know. I may have done this, but just in case there's a new listener out there that's never heard it, Big Fatty's favorite sex sound is, and you know what I'm doing. Anyway, I've heard from the Sea Hag that the Sea Hag has got something planned. So if you want to hear what the old shut-in has got planned as a verbal assault on Big Fatty, go on over there to the BFO and just go right on down to under the Fat Favorites. You can find Auntie Vera is a shut-in, and just click on that link, and that'll take you right over to her whatever it is. Because, you know, I don't know. Poor thing. She has to push the start button twice to shut the computer down. I think she's just confused. And by the way, Bill from St. Louis called back.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Bill again. I'm driving home and I just thought of something. You don't think Larry Cly would eat that tongue, do you? I've seen some of his artwork and some of the things I wonder if I would eat. So I wonder if he would be boiling that bitch down and eating it. Yeah. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, well, Bill, I don't know. However, I can guarantee you that if he did eat the tongue, he would put hot sauce on it. Because he puts hot sauce on every fucking thing. But, Bill, maybe you need to go over there to the BFO and click on the LK today and get his voice letter number and call him up and suggest that he eat some tongue. Because, you know, he's all about eating things that people... call in and request that he eat. So maybe you could do that. I don't know. And y'all, speaking of tongues, the podcaster without a doubt with the quietest tongue in the podosphere has called and left Big Fatty a message.
Big Fatty! Hey, this is VJ from VJMetcalf.com. And there's this new TV show I just wanted to let you know that it's called Hole in the Wall, where people have to, I guess there's this wall, there's a hole, and it approaches them, and they have to kind of fit into the hole in the wall. And it started, I don't know, maybe a month ago or something, but it totally, Hole in the Wall just made me think of you, Big Fatty. I don't know why. A hole in the wall made me think of you. So, all right. Just thought I'd let you know about that show that's called Hole in the Wall. Look it up. Google it. I was thinking of maybe making a sound thing for you, but I'm too lazy. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
And y'all, that is VJ from the VJ Netcast. And y'all, he has just got the sweetest voice. And getting back to my weekend at the Horror Hotel, Big Fatty did experience hole-in-the-wall activities, and was pretty damn good, I have to admit. So if this TV show, which I have not seen, I might add, I know, a quiz program that Big Fatty has not seen, what is going on there, I don't know. But y'all, if it's half as good as this hole-in-the-wall activity that Big Fatty partook of over the weekend, then I'm there. It's going to have some really good ratings. That's all I got to say, at least from Big Fatty.
Hello, this is a message for Big Fatty. This is the London Association of Piss Piggery and Pig Play. We're calling to confirm your order of 8 square feet of sheet plastic, powder-free rubber gloves, a length of hose, and assless undergarments. We'd also like to suggest you upgrade from the bronze membership, allowing you full access to all things piss here at the London Association of Piss Piggery and Pig Play. Log on to our website at pissonmyfaceyoudirtypig.co.uk for more information about membership upgrades. And remember our slogan, it's not decent sex unless someone's covered in piss.
Piss piggery? Y'all, I didn't know piggery was a word. In fact, I'm going to go over here to the Googles, and I'm going to type in P-I-G-G-E-R-Y. And extensive pig farming. From the Wikipedia here, definition of piggery. Oh, who knew? It's from the online dictionary, the free dictionary. Piggery, it is a noun, and it is a place where pigs are kept. A piggery, a place where pigs are kept, a pig pen, a pigsty. A farm where pigs are raised or kept. Okay, who knew? Or, wait a minute, piggish conduct. I believe we have a winner there, folks. So, I probably should upgrade from that bronze membership. Maybe I'll just go to the gold membership on the Piss Piggery or whatever. And y'all, that plastic sheeting and the powder-free gloves cannot get here soon enough as far as I'm concerned. So, anyway. Y'all, is this mic on? Yep, okay. Y'all, I don't know why I have to keep checking the microphone like that. I guess I'm just retarded. Now, y'all, I have got two more voice letters, and they are from Anthony out there in the San Francisco's, but Anthony, I don't have time to play them on today's show, so they're just going to have to wait till the next time. But y'all, Anthony is just a sweetheart, doll baby, sugar lump, apple dump, apple of my eye, cutie pie, and honey lamb of the South, as far as I'm concerned, because he was just so sweet out at the meet and greet out in the San Francisco's. When I was out there with Miss Kitty in July. Oh, dear Gussie. Lord, y'all, the 20 minutes just fills up, especially when you've got some clandestine recordings that you need to play. By the way, y'all, the opening of today's show was from the Gay Trucker, and he is kind of sort of recording again. His episode 117 was a sex story, so if you like the good sex stories. I know Michael in Stuttgart likes a good sex story. You can go over there to the BFO and click on the Gay Trucker. And that'll take you right over there. And you can listen to some piss piggery or something like that. And y'all, I'll see y'all tomorrow. And my best to Yom and Kippur, especially after sundown. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Meow! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.